celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And Judy has booked another humdinger, if I might say so myself. Tippi Hedren will be back on with us. Of course, Tippi, the great actress from, well, The Birds.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Your Dad.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
The Birds.
Outdated reference. But, of course, Melanie Griffith is her offspring.
Yes.
And Melanie Griffith used to hang out with these
Really? Big... I didn't know that.
Yeah. Don't you remember the pictures of her hanging out with big tigers? Or they used to have a big... it was a lion. They used to have a big lion, Neil the Lion. And there was lots of pictures circulating with Melanie actually sleeping in the same bed with a lion and hanging out and doing homework. Mm-hmm. A big thing that Tippi Hedren now regrets. And, of course, she's been on the show. And, in fact, we had the honor of broadcasting live from her... sanctuary. Oh, what was that, 2003, 2004?
Yes, it was so awesome. She took us on a tour of her house, and her bedroom was surrounded. She had a chain link fence around her bedroom because it was actually on the preserve, and she actually had a liger, which is a cross between a lion and a tiger, that came up to the window and would just purr and chirp and stuff. So you're standing there in her bedroom looking out the window, and there's this huge face of this liger walking around. It was just awesome.
I didn't know they can crossbreed.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, she has one called a liger.
We have pictures of that liger over at the Animal Radio website. And in fact, the most searched item at the Animal Radio website is liger. Just a little tip.
It's cute. It's big, but it's cute.
So we got that on the way in just a few minutes. Joey Villani, what do you got on the show?
I'm not going to give away too much. I'm going to just say it was my favorite tip in 2014, and that's the way I'm going to kick off 2015.
Oh, so you're like recycling. You're getting green for the new year.
You know what? Listen, you got to recycle. I don't know who didn't hear this, and this is my favorite tip.
Well, Judy just handed me this news story that came out of, I don't know where, San Jacinto?
I don't know.
Cocoa? I think there might have been a typo there in the beginning. I think this is Florida. No, Riverside. This is California. Riverside? Is that Riverside, California, which is just outside the L.A. area? A reddish-brown pit bull with white markings went missing from her Southern California home on Thanksgiving. And nearly a month later, she was found and she was reunited with her owners, but she was a different color.
A different color.
Riverside County Animal Services said they scanned the animal, got the right microchip, made the match. But the dog was apparently dyed. It was colored.
Oh, my gosh.
And they believe it was stolen and dyed as an act of deception to make it harder for the owners to find her.
Oh, that's like, you know, people steal your car and they paint them.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't think they did that with animals.
I wonder if they were stealing it to keep the pet or to, you know, to...
sell it.
Use it as bait or
whatever.
Or, you know, I mean, it's because, I mean, why would you... Why would you colorize the dog unless it's the neighbor?
Well, officials believe the dog escaped from the thief's property. Who knows what was going on there, but that's interesting. That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Yeah.
Has anyone asked you to dye their dog? I mean,
yes.
Have they done it, asked you to dye their dog
to a different color,
make it look a different color, to be deceptive?
I've never been asked to dye it to another natural color that was different than the natural color they already had. Like, I never had someone have a brown dog and say, I want it black. Usually they'd want it pink or purple or something like that, or back to the original color. But no, I've never done that before.
So you've never partake in any illegal activities like that, I see. Well, good. I didn't expect that you would. You, of course, are the dog father.
What are you holding me like a suspect here?
I would never do that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of what it seems like.
The ladies here want to think that you're kind of a bad boy at heart. You know?
Girls like a bad boy.
They do like the bad boy. So I was just trying to help embellish that, aura that you have about
you. Gotcha. I appreciate you looking out for me like that.
Hey, no problem. I'm a giver. Hey, let's go to the phones. 1-866-405-8405 for your calls right now for Dr. Debbie or for dog father Joey Villani. Well, hi, Olga. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for calling me.
Yeah, where are you calling from today?
Santa Fe Springs.
Where Springs? Oh, Santa Fe. Like the L.A. area?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've got the whole dream team here. How can we help you?
I have a new puppy. I've had her since she was 6 weeks old. And I'm trying to potty train her, but because I've never owned an animal, I'm not real certain if I'm doing this right. I don't know if I need two pads, one for her poop and one for her urine. I'm not sure, so I just needed some assistance with that, if you could help me.
Okay, let's talk potty. So How old is your puppy right now, and what kind of dog?
It's a Lhasa Apso.
Okay, yeah.
If I said that correctly.
Okay.
And so you... She's 10 weeks old.
10 weeks old. Okay, great. Now, you said you're doing potty pads. So is that the preferred method that you're going to long-term, that's what you're going to do for her as far as for pottying?
I'm not really certain. I would like to see her, you know, go out and do her thing, but...
Okay. Well, that's perfect. So that's the first step that we need to do is you, in your mind, need to make these decisions. It's just like if you're having a kid, you know, are they going to go to public school, private school? You know, what potty method are you going to use for your puppy? And you have to set that and really stick with that. So puppies sometimes get a little confused when we give them different rules. We say it's okay to potty in the house if you go on this pad, but I'm going to eventually want you to go outside and to tell me when you need to go so that you can go outside. So what you need to do is to keep a consistent message. If you want your puppy to go inside, then we stay with the potty pads. If you want your puppy to go outside eventually, then let's train that puppy right now for that and make the message simple and make it clear. So I'm not a fan of doing these two things together. So I would say throw away the potty pads, and you're going to need to make sure that you have a plan. And the plan is going to be a schedule. And a schedule is so important when we train a puppy in potty training, because they really need to know what we want. And a schedule sets it out. So write it down on a piece of paper. Get up in the morning, puppy goes outside. Puppy gets fed, puppy goes outside. Playtime. 15, 20, 30 minutes later, puppy goes outside. And really making sure you accompany the puppy when you go outside. So we don't want to just kind of say, hey, go do your thing. You go with the puppy on a light leash, go do your thing. You give a potty command, always very important, because that helps them understand with a verbal command in the future. So they go potty, you say, good boy, good boy. And then you give either a treat or praise. It's a very core basic thing. Go ahead.
Now, my puppy's only 10 weeks old, and it only has a few of its shots. Is it okay for me to take the doggy out to the grass?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay. Puppies should not be, you know, locked up in a house, and for the fear of infectious disease, to not have them receive puppy training. So potty training is essential. And is your yard secure so other dogs aren't in there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so don't be afraid going outside. Now, we do, as any situation, we want to pick up stool matter and not leave that sitting there.
Yes.
But no, don't be afraid of taking your pet outside. And really just making sure that, you know, you're consistent. That is the key to everything with puppies. Sometimes it gets very tiresome and tedious, and it's hard. It's really hard to be consistent. You just get darn tired. But it will all pay off, the more consistent and, showering with positive praise. We don't try to use negative reinforcement. So don't rub your puppy's nose in messes. Don't yell and scold at him. If you find the accident in the making and you can say no, and then you take the doggy outside and praise when it happens in the right location. But really, negative reinforcement it can actually be counterproductive and make some pups more afraid and less apt to do what we want in the future. So are you doing some of those other things there as well?
Yes, I'm doing the majority of what you said, and I'm very consistent with her. So I will try that. And I really appreciate all your information. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, great. Good luck with your little girl, Olga, and let us know how things go.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Olga. We appreciate it. Toll free 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to any one of the Dream Team. Want to welcome a brand new station, WBPS in Cambridge, Ohio. Welcome, 101.9. If you live in the Cambridge area, we have a brand new station that has Animal Radio 11 a.m. on Saturday. So check it out, WBPS. Thank you so much for joining the Animal Radio Network.
Woohoo!
Very exciting. There's two ways to ask your questions. You can call toll free 1-866-405-8405. or you can ask your questions directly from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Now, it's a free download thanks to those folks over at Dr. Foster's and Smith. And not only can you ask your questions directly from the app, but you can listen to past shows and go through our big library of resources. You want to download that now. It is a free download.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405. If you have a dog that pulls, like I do, come here, Max, and let me put on the Halti harness. The Halti harness will help your dog stop pulling by providing front body control. Check out the Halti range by the Company of Animals. It includes the Halti training lead, Halti head collar, Halti training harness, and the OptiFit head collar, which comes with a DVD training guide. To find a Halti range retailer near you, visit www.companyofanimals.us. It will change your life. Good boy, Max.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its seven moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Ross on Animal Radio. Please remember to spay and neuter your pets.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, my friend. We are celebrating our connection with your pets toll-free. 1-866-405-8405. That simple to reach out to the Dream Team. Dr. Debbie and Joey Villani here for your questions. And this portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Halti. Do you have a dog that pulls? Well, the Halti OptiFit.
Yes.
Yeah, I know you do. In fact, you know what? I'm going to give you one of these. It's the Halti OptiFit head collar by the Company of Animals, and it helps stop your dog from pulling and enabling you to gently direct your dog's head like you would, like you were steering a horse. You know, have you ever ridden a horse, Joey? You can do the same thing
with
your dog.
Good. I'm not good at it. I grew up in northern New Jersey. I'm not too good at it. Every time the horse would bend over to drink water, I fell off it. So.
Well, you're not to be riding your dog, but this collar will definitely help you steer your dog. And you can learn more at the website and find a Halti range retailer at www.companyofanimals.us. And let's go to line four. We have Ruby on the phones. Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
How are you? Where are you calling from today?
I'm great. From California.
Okay, well, I have the whole Dream Team here to answer your questions. What's on your mind?
Fantastic. I have a crazy cat. I have a very beautiful almost a three-year-old cat who sprays in the house.
Okay.
And it seems like it sprays when it gets excited, and it's usually towards me, towards my bed or where I'm sitting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and I know it's a behavior thing. We gave him away for a month to change the behavior, and he didn't pee in our friend's house at all.
Okay.
And then as soon as we brought him back home, he pees again. And okay. It seems like he's getting every day now.
Oh, boy. Okay. And you said he's 3 years old. He's neutered?
Yes.
Okay. And is he the only cat in the house?
Yes. I have a cat and a dog.
Okay. And are there other cats in the neighborhood nearby, or is he pretty much an inside kitty?
No, he's in and out, and there it doesn't seem like we have any cats around us.
Okay. All right. Well, you are right. And what you're describing is certainly sounds like it's more urine marking, which is a territorial behavior. So the difference is with inappropriate urination, when a cat urinates out of the box and we think, oh, gosh, is it an accident? Is it a medical problem? Some of the things we look at to help determine that. One with urine marking is that cats tend to spray in more vertical arrangements. They also tend to go towards the owner's belongings, beds, laundry. And they also tend to poop in the box fine, but the urine may sometimes happen in the urine in the litter box and may not always. So those are some of the characteristics we look at when we say, okay, this is really more of a behavioral problem. The challenge is that we really, something in your home, there's stressors there. When cats do this, they feel the need to mark their territory, just like a graffiti tagger going out and saying, hey, this is my territory. And that's what he's doing. He's communicating with that. It's not anything spiteful, but yet he's feeling the need to do this. So what we really need to do is look in the home environment, decide what it is. Is it the dog? Is it the house? Are there outdoor cats nearby? Is there something in the environment that's unfavorable for him that's making him feel insecure that he has to say, hey, this is where I live? So that can be a tough thing over the phone to necessarily figure out, but I do kind of just challenge you to look around the house and in the environment. If we find something, then we try to change it.
We were living in a different house, so he was peeing again all over the place and outside, and we just moved here. He stopped for 2 weeks. He was actually going to the little box and using the little box. And we have like 3-4 of them just in case he needs to do it. So he wasn't doing it until our cable person came in, and somehow he bumped the little box, dropped all the little. And from then on, he's continuing peeing all over the house.
So what was bumped?
The little box got bumped and went all over the ground.
Okay. And well, he was in it?
Triggered. Sorry?
Did it happen while he was in it?
No. He wasn't in it. But okay. for some reason, his behavior restarted.
Okay. All right.
For two weeks, was using the little box very nicely.
Okay. So a couple things that I'm going to ask you to do is that in the environment, I like the idea that you've offered alternate litter box sites. It's very important. But I also want to make sure that we give him other things that are very important to cats. So they like to perch, they like to get to high places, and they like to hide. So I would like you to duplicate and add more cat trees, window hammocks or seats, things that he can kind of get into and on top of. A cat that is up high feels safe and secure and is going to have a much happier domain. The other things that I'm going to ask you to do are going to involve the areas where he is going and that you don't want him to go. So you mentioned he was going on the bed. Is that correct?
On the corner of the bed, and now he's doing on the corner of the couch in the living room.
So when we're dealing with corners of objects, what I like to do is actually take aluminum foil and dangle long sheets of that and secure that in some fashion to your couch or to the side of your bed. And the idea is when a cat urinates against aluminum foil, it makes that tinny sound, which they don't like. So it's a very kind of gentle way of using a deterrent there. The other thing that I am a big fan of, whether you have to put it on beds or on just carpeted areas or just areas where the cat might pass that you don't want them to go, that's just a high urine site. We're going to take those plastic carpet runners, turn them upside down. They've got those little kind of pokey things. And we're going to put those in the area just to make it a little less appealing for him to go in that area. And then some other things we can use, like citrus sprays and so forth. Those can be helpful. But the thing I'll tell you is that all these things environmentally, for a cat that's spraying, some will work all by themselves. Other cases, in the vast majority of cats that are urine marking, they do require some help with drug therapy. And this is where you'll have to work with your veterinarian. They may want to check a urine test just to make sure things are truly okay before they go down that road. But I often will find that I need to use things like Prozac or clomipramine and really just get into that, that with just environmental changes, unless we have something clearly that's been changed or added to the home environment that's distressing the cat, we really need to get into drug therapy. So to get the best success, you know, that's where I would really recommend you look at going.
Yeah, we have used that band that goes around the neck. For the scent, apparently the scent helps them out. We have used that. I didn't like it. It makes him look like a zombie. He can't control his drooling, and his eyes popped out. So it's kind of...
I'm not sure which one you're referring to, because pheromones really are not sedative in nature. I'm not really sure that you may be using the right type of product, but a pheromone collar or a pheromone diffuser can be helpful.
Pheromone collar.
Okay. Yeah, well, just to make sure there's not other components in there, whether there's any kind of essential oils or anything that he could be having an adverse reaction to. And pheromones are not drugs. So let me point that out. That's a natural remedy. It's a great thing to try. But what I'm advocating is, you know, talk to your veterinarian about getting on some form of either a pill or a liquid to help manage the behavior. Very important.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thanks for your call, Ruby. Have a great day. Happy New Year to you.
Let me tell you.
Yes?
If I have had a cat walking in my house, I'd use a band around its neck, too. It's called a noose.
Oh, you see, you're just not a cat person.
I love cats, but I'll tell you, that's a tough one. That really is. I mean, unless someone has dealt with that, I mean, that is a tough one. I had a cat. I had a girlfriend that I lived with years ago, and she had a cat, and she moved into my apartment, and the cat, for some reason, just didn't take well to me, and it would mark on my sneakers, on anything that was mine. The cat would mark, and it doesn't come out. It's, forget it. You might as well just throw it away.
This is Animal Radio.
There is a movement to simplify, a movement to find balance. It is a movement that's defined in every Bosch kitchen. Bosch kitchens are designed to be everything a modern kitchen should be. The precise technology in every Bosch appliance was invented with you in mind. Side-opening oven doors that give easier cavity access. Induction cooktops with zones that adapt to the size of your cookware. Dishwashers with a third rack to fit cutlery, whisks, and tongs. And with flush installation, the Bosch kitchen gives you a clean, integrated, and definitively European look. There is a movement to value simplicity as a luxury. There is a movement toward perfection in every detail. There is a movement toward the 2014 Bosch kitchen. Step up to a Bosch kitchen package of three or more appliances and get a 10% rebate. See the new Bosch kitchen at your Bosch retailer.
You know Canine Caviar for their great human-grade ingredients in your dog's food. We now continue that tradition and excellent pet nutrition with 7 single-serving cat food trays. We love our cats and dogs, and that's why we're featuring all human-grade tuna, salmon, and chicken proteins with other hand-chosen ingredients to promote proper nutrition. They're in environmentally friendly, recyclable, BPA-free plastic trays. Look for Canine and Feline Caviar products at your local pet supply store or online. For more information, call 800-392-7888.
Hi, I'm Junior, Director of Marketing for Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for us dogs. I have the best job in the world, sniffing out hotels and destinations where they roll out the red carpet for canines and humans alike. To find out where I've been lately and to learn how you can travel like me, pick up a copy of Fido Friendly magazine at your local bookstore or subscribe online at FidoFriendly.com to find out what all the barking's about.